from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. The EU talks on Greece continue. The European Union has canceled a full 28-nation summit on Greece's bailout hopes today and will instead limit the talks to leaders of the Eurozone nations. 19 Eurozone finance ministers are continuing to meet in Brussels after 8 hours of talks Saturday failed to produce a breakthrough. The ministers' meeting will last until we conclude talks on Greece, said European Council President Donald Tusk. Eurozone officials are grappling with Greece's failure to meet a repayment deadline on a loan installment earlier this month. They're also seeking additional assurances that Athens will honor terms of any new deal. Alexander Stubb is Finland's finance minister.
No one is blocking a deal. We are all constructively trying to find a solution in a very difficult situation. What we are saying is that the conditionality that has been presented by the Greeks is simply not enough.
Greece is asking its creditors for nearly $60 billion to cover its debts until 2018. Negotiators at the Iran nuclear talks plan another day of meetings today after a hectic day of closed-door meetings that lasted well into the evening Saturday in Vienna. With negotiations over a deal entering a third week, discussions continued till around midnight, according to the U.S. State Department. In one of the meetings, Washington's top diplomat, Secretary of State John Kerry, hashed out details of a potential deal with EU Foreign Minister Federica Mogherini and Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Despite repeated delays past an original June 30th deadline, Zarif shrugged and grinned when asked earlier in the day by a shouting reporter if an announcement was imminent. From Washington, this is VOA News. The P5 plus one, the U.S., France, Germany, Britain, Russia, and China, has extended talks multiple times in an attempt to break a deadlock on what would be a historic deal on Tehran. China says 109 ethnic Uyghurs who were deported from Thailand last week were heading to Turkey, Syria, or Iraq to join Islamic militants. Beijing defended the return of the group Saturday in response to international criticism by the United States, the United Nations, and independent human rights groups who expressed concerns the Uyghurs could be subjected to serious abuses upon their return. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said it had lodged a formal protest with the U.S. State Department over its criticism of the deportations. Pope Francis wraps up his week-long visit to South America today. Speaking at a college in Asunción, Paraguay, the pontiff said that corruption is a plague on society.
La corrupción es la polilla, es la gangrena de un pueblo. Si un pueblo quiere mantener su dignidad, tiene que desterrarlo.
The Pope said that if a country wants to preserve its dignity, it needs to yank out corruption and bribery. Libya's political leaders signed a United Nations-brokered power-sharing agreement Saturday in Morocco, but the Islamist, who seized control of Tripoli last year, refused to participate. UN Special Envoy Bernardino León calls the deal an important step in the road to peace in Libya. But a member of the Tripoli-based government told Reuters, "We are still in the dialogue. We don't really understand why they are rushing to sign before all the parties agree." Leon and the U.S. Special Envoy for Libya, Jonathan Winner, both say the door remains open to any party that did not sign the deal on Saturday. A ceasefire in Yemen, called by the United Nations to get desperately needed humanitarian aid into the war-torn country, failed to take hold Saturday as clashes and Saudi-led coalition air raids continued. A spokesman for the coalition of Arab states that support Yemen's exiled president said the Saudi-led group was not bound by the UN declaration of a week-long truce, so humanitarian groups could safely send food and medicine to millions of people who have been suffering through months of fighting and air raids. The ceasefire was to have begun Saturday. A notorious Mexican drug kingpin has escaped from a maximum security prison for the second time in 14 years. Mexico's Security Commission said Saturday Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who headed up the powerful Sinaloa cartel, was last seen in the showers area of the prison. Security forces searching for the escapee have suspended flights at a local airport. Guzman was caught in February of last year after more than a decade on the run. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.